This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
That's it, we did it!
We did it!
Thank God it's Friday!
All right, heading into the weekend with a lot of balance to that, tease about it, but the raw masculine energy of RSB and Super D. And that's why we do not only Freshman Friday, but occasionally we get to hear from Joni Abbott, and she's going to be joining us later in the show talking about raising kids outside of the medical matrix, which will be awesome. I'm looking forward to that. And once again, thank you to all of my crazy birthday greetings. It was overwhelming, and you know, Super D, you surprised me with playing that audio clip again. And I'm just now recovering. It's like I got a birthday hangover. All the love.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Well, you earned it all, sir.
Yeah, I did. I don't know what I did. I just traveled around the planet, around the sun. That happens to be round, not flat, for anybody that's not sure about this. Captain Morgan's sure about it, and, you know, we do some Freshman Friday. Captain, were your ears burning last night or something else burning? Because, there was a stall somewhere in the production of the notes that you do so well, and, there was a funny picture. A kind of a cartoonized thought bubble of me telling everybody that smoking is what keeps me young, and that's the truth. And I, so Super Don and I were scratching, I don't know what we were scratching, probably something manly and unmentionable, but we were like, what happened there?
You guys are just gross on every level.
Yes, we are. We're guys. You just now noticed.
Thank you for your non-empathy of my technical difficulties. Maybe I should ask for a pay raise so I can invest in some new equipment.
I was totally empathetic. We didn't know, and we were. It was actually pretty hilarious, I thought, in the end, because it was sort of like, hey, what can we do on his birthday to kind of give him an unbirthday gift? Like, we'll make a silly cartoon. I don't get mad at that stuff. I thought it was hilarious. It was just like we were scratching our heads on it trying to figure it out. So then we put Steve the Thoreau's image of a birthday thing with me, you know, blowing one of those party things, you know, that kind of thing, and balanced it out. But I thought it was funny, but I'm so sorry to hear that the computer crashed.
Well, it was supposed to be you smoking cannabis, but yes, my computer went down several times in the doing of the notes, and I had to restart it a couple times, so... The internet was not my friend, even though usually it is. Very disappointing for a millennial to be betrayed by her beloved internet, I have to say.
Right. But although I support everybody's use of cannabis however they want to use it, I really don't smoke it. So, was it just one of those irony things or did you forget about that?
I figured that people who do smoke cannabis still could reap the benefits. Don't they?
Sure. Yeah. No. I think, and in reality, if we step back from the use of cannabis in total, we'd say even smoking it is medicinal, you know, for people who are claiming to use it recreationally, because would they not be in another case using some other drug or even an FDA approved pharmaceutical to address whatever, you know, drives them to say, hey, I want to feel the effects of cannabis.
Don't cancer patients smoke?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
For a lot of good reasons too, and they don't tend to get high as much. And the people that are suffering in pain don't tend to get high from it, but it tends to relieve their suffering. And again, we've seen the anti-cancer properties and talked about that as well. So anyway, good effort there, Cap Morgan. You were defeated by the technology. I don't know if they're devils or what do you call them, but anyway, you got through it, and we had a great laugh. So thank you.
Well, you know, if the free-spirited divas on this show believed in a little bit more planning and strategy around their marketing and branding, we might have a little bit more leeway for technical difficulties.
Ooh, ow. Ow. Right. Ow. Okay. I can't sit down. I think I just got kicked in the butt.
I don't think it was the butt, but
all right.
Okay.
Well, hey, look, speaking of burning, you had a...
I'm so cranky.
Yes,
I'm
you are.
Sorry.
You didn't sleep well. I understand last night you didn't sleep well because you took the dogs out for a walk. And it wasn't like they dragged you through traffic, except if you consider an anthill, a fire anthill traffic, and it took over your shoe, I understand.
Yeah, we have fire ants everywhere in Florida, but I've managed to steer clear of them until now, and they got in my shoe while I was out for a run, and I took the shoe off, and I picked them out, and
wow.
Shoved them off my legs, and killed any extras, and carried on my way, and I thought I was okay, but it was actually waking me up last night, and today, my ankle and foot is still swollen, and,
yeah.
You know, I've been spraying some silver, and I'm drinking some dandelion tea, but is there a quicker way to detox? My beloved mother was prescribing Benadryl, which I know you're not a fan of.
No, that's pure suppression, and doesn't help the liver, but I get, you know, listen, I get why allopathic medicine is used, so I'm not going to criticize you. There are points that are appropriate, right? But the real issue is to have on hand, like a bug bites type formula, homeopathic. One of the key remedies for ant sting poison, if you will, ant bite poison, is formic acid, or in the homeopathic form, the Latin name, Formica rufa, R-U-F-A. No, it's not a Formica rufi, it's a rufa, but again, that's the Latin name for the formic acid, which is basically the chemical component that causes the red, pain, inflammation, swelling, and even some level of itching afterwards. So that's your key remedy to counteract the ant sting poison. You can also utilize homeopathic phosphorus and homeopathic apis. Apis is typically for bee venom, but a lot of times there's some crossover in terms of how it's red and it's inflamed and it stings. And elevate the leg. You could do some level of compression. If you see whiteheads come out of it, right? Sometimes they'll look like a little whitehead after a while because there's some pus. You can do the heper sulfur calcareum that we have an update for, which we're not going to play right now.
It has its own theme.
Yeah, it was one of the challenges to Super Don.
Somebody tried to stump me, and they were like, oh, what could I come up with that there's probably no way he can make a theme for? And I did it.
That's what he did, a heper sulfur theme, amazingly enough. So, as I said, I'm annoyed with you, too, because you didn't call me last night when this happened. And, you know, I tell people, my friends, my loved ones, to say, you know what? It's better to pretend that you're bothering me because you're not. You know, I'm only bothered when I'm not reached out to when in need. So I would have helped you sooner. But, again, you're doing good with what you have, you know, the silver locally and helping the liver to process. But seriously, there are certain remedies I think we should all have. I think this is a good lesson because you never know. Acute injuries happen, right? That's why everybody should have Arnica, advanced Arnica. It's just one of those things that when it happens, you're like, darn it, I wish I had that remedy. So some of the basics are a good thing to have on hand. I think maybe we'll have to come up with a kit for folks to get.
I think that's a great idea. I think I do actually still have some phosphorus, but I've never even heard of formic acid. And living in Florida, I feel like maybe that is something that I should have. So.
Yeah, remember the people that do aspartame, it breaks down at 86 degrees Fahrenheit into its base constituents, including formaldehyde and formic acid. So this is why a lot of people that do diet sodas, they'll have stinging sensations, fibromyalgia sensations, headaches. A lot of it is due to the formic acid that it breaks down into in your body, or if it hasn't already broken down in the soda pop.
Wow, that sounds painful.
Yeah, no, not pleasant, but that aspartame is as bad as an ant sting poison. So anyway, we've taken up some of your time. I know you have some agendas, and folks, we're going to do a double dose again because we love Cap Morgan and what she brings to us and making it so real that we can't escape, you know, and kind of goof around too much. So Cap, I want to still got some a few minutes left before we got a break, and then we'll do a part two next hour.
Alrighty, well, I wanted to continue in this vein of detoxing. The month of detox is almost over here, but a millennial pal of mine, shout out to Jordan Maurice, wherever you are in the world. he was talking about some different healthy and holistic ways to detox when you travel, because all that sitting and kind of disrupted sleep schedule can really be hard on the system. Mm-hmm. So he mentioned a couple things I hadn't really heard of before and didn't know much about. So maybe you can enlighten us further about how much and where to get it, and if there's any downside to something called coconut charcoal, which sounds like the best invention ever.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, this is really a gastrointestinal benefit if you're doing something like this. It'll absorb gas. I mean, it'll adsorb some of the toxins and things and move it through. It's mostly GI. It's not going to have much impact on the liver directly. So if you're looking at, you know, you've eaten the wrong thing on the road, hopefully nobody does that. Of course, that's never happened, right? That can help you symptomatically without resorting to a drug.
Well, I do think that's something that affects a lot of people traveling. Even just for me, lack of movement for long periods of time is hard on my digestive system. So to me, that sounded like a good thing to have on hand and perhaps helpful to your seatmates if there's a gas issue. So.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed with that. How much to take? I mean, it depends on, a lot of times it's a label claim. Just follow label guidelines, or if you're worse off, do double up. It's not really dangerous. It'll move things on through. So that's helpful. I mean, the only other thing to do on the road is call up room service for a coffee enema, but I just don't think that's happening yet in most hotels.
Thank God.
I need to step up that customer service,
that's
I guess.
Right. Yeah. What is this? Yeah. Five Diamond Resort, my aspirin. There's no coffee enemas here. Come on.
Well, maybe talk to the Trumps about putting that into their hotel chain and they can start the trend.
We'll start a White House petition. You betcha.
All right. What about glutathione?
Mm-hmm. Well, glutathione is that master antioxidant detox component of all the cells in the body, and of course critical to the liver and its function. And we had Chris Barr on here a while back. We talked about the issue. We're in a total agreement here that people that do N-acetylcysteine, which is a precursor to glutathione, they're missing out if they're not also taking the whole food form of selenium, because glutathione is completely selenium dependent. If you don't have access to extra selenium in your system, you can't produce efficiently the glutathione necessary to detoxify all of your cells of your body, including and especially the liver. So glutathione will be destroyed in your GI tract, so taking it orally is not real easy, successful to do. There are forms of inhaled or nebulized glutathione. That's typically a doctor prescription thing, and of course, intravenous introduction. So the best thing to do, of course, is to enhance the body's production of glutathione by taking adequate quantities of selenium every day. Listen, we got to take a break here. We're going to be back with more Captain Morgan Freshman Friday. We've got a whole lot of stories, including another toxin to talk about. Homeopathic toxins? What? Oh, it's more crazy from the skeptic leftists out there. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
From the month of detox to Dr. Ford Vox. I don't know how to make a transition like that, but this article's super done. And again, we'll have Captain Morgan coming up next hour. Don't worry, she's coming back, even if she might be mad at me. But no, she shouldn't be. But Dr. Vox wrote an article for Daily Beast, I think it is. Why is this company selling a toxin for children? Okay.
So, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, all right.
Irony is just falling all over the floor here, but go ahead.
Right, Ford Voxen the Toxin, I'm going to call him from now on. He's written two articles, apparently, for Daily Beast, and this one article is all about, guess what, homeopathic belladonna in teething tablets. Because he's just so outraged that you can still buy them in drugstores like CVS, much less health food stores, even though the company stopped selling them but didn't withdraw them from the market when it was claimed that they had dangerous amounts of belladonna in their product. And the teething tablets, you got to understand, are diluted. Serial dilution and succussion, that's the basis for homeopathic medicine. That's why the Quackbuster Skepducks have a conniption fit, because they're materialistic reductionists and they can't think outside the Vox. Ha ha ha, Dr. Vox.
Nice.
So not even his last real name, by the way. He switched it, which is fine. It's fine if that's what you want to be. Go ahead, be that way. But it's 12X, which is 1 to 10 dilution 12 times. That's 1 times 10 with 12 zeros after it. That's how dilute the belladonna is. Now, as I've said, if there's a problem in manufacturing a homeopathic remedy, and let's say there's one part per 1,000, or one part per 10,000, you're still not, at that level, going to harm a little baby with the belladonna. The belladonna is known as the deadly nightshade, and it is a toxic substance, as are a number of homeopathic remedies, including mercury, of course, converted through serial dilution and succussion to a non-toxic, non-material potency or attenuation. So why, Super Don, do you perceive that this guy is going all voxy over this homeopathic teething tablet?
You know, it's, for whatever reason, listen, it was Highlands, wasn't it?
Yes.
That they were going after on this. Highlands stopped distributing this in the United States as a result of this. This is not the first time
that they've gone after Highlands. I called them out on it. I was like, that's a wimpy thing to do. You just got to back your stuff up.
Here's, I guess, where I'm not quite sure where I stand 100%, because if... And listen, I mean, we just have to be fair here. If the teething tablets were, there was an error somewhere in the manufacturing of this, and it has levels that should not be there of the belladonna, fine. I mean, we would say that about any product if it's truly unsafe, right?
And I've acknowledged that too.
Yeah, but in this case, you know, I don't know that. If it's just the homeopathic remedy that's been used for 100 years, you know, I mean, people have been using these teething tablets for a long time.
Yeah.
These guys, on the one hand, like to go after homeopathy and say, oh, it's just a pill, there's nothing in it, it's homeopathy, it's all woo, you know, yucca yucca, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's no way that there's even a molecule of anything that's in there. But then turn around and say, wait a minute, that homeopathy is poisonous and has toxins. And you can't have it both ways, you know. They just don't want to leave this alone now, and I think what they're doing, they're smelling blood in the water because Highland finally reacted to it.
Well, and then the FTC making its ruling, although that seems to have been frozen out by the Trump administration, stopped.
These guys don't like homeopathy. It doesn't matter what it is.
Period. End of report. You're right. That's what it is. And by the way, folks, as I said, if there's a problem in manufacture, don't tell me the FDA doesn't have the ability to make you recall it, because that's what he claims in this thing. If there's a genuine danger to the public, you don't get to just stop selling it. You get to recall it, right? And even if you tried not to, Highlands would be met with such a backlash in the media because they're actually kids dying, which wasn't happening. Now, when we covered this story a while back, we talked about the fact that the irony of ignoring the danger of actual allopathic medicine that Dr. Vox and other skeptics like, because it can kill you, right? That makes it a legitimate medicine. And how at the time of teething is often the time of well baby visits to the pediatrician, coinciding with what? Vaccinations that are known to cause neurological damage and worse, seizure activity, etc., the things that they're trying to claim homeopathic belladonna was doing. But no mention of that. That's where the dissonance is so disingenuous, because the reality is modern medicine, the most dangerous profession on planet Earth. A million, well, anywhere from a million to 2 million, sometimes say more per decade. And 100,000 to 200,000 to as many as 750,000 per year, depending on the stats coming through the peer-reviewed literature. So there you go. We're going to leave it at that. We've got questions of the day coming back at you about the gut, because we can't get enough of the gut here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Links up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. And, Super Don, these, who knows if these people are nice to have a beer with, like Dr. Vox? But, you know, I think I have a hard time making a connection with somebody that is so focused on materialistic reductionism that they can't connect to energy in any shape or form. And they're probably energy leeches when they come into the room. They're probably the ones you don't want to hang out with because you feel depleted when you're around them, because all they do is try to insult you if you don't believe their beliefs, right? You're not in their cult religion.
Well, listen, before we were on the air, yeah, and we were, you know, doing some prep here for this story about Dr. Vox, you know, we were combing through his bio, right?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, well, yeah, I don't know. He's gone to, you know, 27 different things, and he has all these, you know, degrees and blah, 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 you know. And then I looked at the picture, and I was like, oh, okay, He's one of those TV doctors that wears a bow tie. So I, that automatically for me, you know, it's just kind of like, okay, here we go. This is like, you know, this guy probably was a fan of Bill Nye growing up and, you know, he had to wear the bow tie. So that might be kind of not fair using that litmus test.
Sure, sure.
Generally speaking, these science guys, especially when they're very vocal and they're in the news or they're on the internet, there's something about the bow tie that just kind of makes you go, ah, you
know, a little bit too tight, constricting the blood flow to the brain. Hey, to be fair, the guy is evidently, I don't know if he's a brain surgeon, neural guy, but I'm sure he helps people in his daily practice with what he does. So again, we don't like to destroy people for the sake of destroying people, but that article is just, it's worthy of destruction because it's just, what's the point of it? Really? You can still buy homeopathic belladonna teething tablets. And seriously, where is the evidence that we analyze this and this child took it and this happened? I mean, they always demand evidence, right? Pay no attention to the other things that are going on in a child's life when you claim homeopathic belladonna, even if it were, let's say there was a manufacturing issue, and it was at one part per 1,000, one part per 10,000. It's still not going to be significant. Again, that doesn't, that's not me defending, but, Highlands, if they did it wrong, they should stand behind their product, but I think they were wussies to just stop, you know, distributing it. I'm not in favor of Highlands' move there.
I agree with you, and I think you made a very good point, whereas if there happened to be a product, you know, or a problem with the production end of things, you know, why was there not a recall? You know, we're sitting here jumping up and down about these homeopathic teething tablets. And, you know, currently right now, there is a recall on like 130 different brands of cheese because of Listeria. Right. Now, do you think cheese is suddenly going to become something people, no, we have to get rid of cheese because cheese over here had, you know, a Listeria problem. No, you recall it, you fix the problem, and you keep putting out a quality product.
Yes. Well, this is where we are today. If you think that they couldn't mandate, and this guy makes that claim. He says, oh, the FDA can't force you to recall. Well, yeah, if there's not really a cause and effect relationship you can prove, of course they can't. You can't say it because Dr. Vox believes it.
Well, and listen, as I said, Highlands has been around for a really long time. They have a great reputation. Do you think that if Highlands found out that there was a problem with these teething tablets, they would not have recalled it? They would have.
Yeah, I think what happened is that they didn't want to deal with it, honestly. And maybe they said this is a loss leader. It's been around. It's not going to cost our bottom line that much, right? So let's just stop. I don't want to even deal with this, right? And again, that's not me saying I like what Highland's decision was here. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm thinking about why they just didn't fight it and go, hey, where's the evidence? Where's the proof? And again, if there was a problem in manufacture, the FDA is required by law to inspect at least once every 2 years. I believe that they come more frequently, the manufacturing facilities, because it is regulated as a drug, Dr. Vox, just like Vioxx, which, by the way, I think they were forced to remove from the market because they actually were killing people, by the way. Oh, that's right. It's real medicine then, right? Unlike homeopathy, which is not killing anybody.
It happens.
All right. Well, let's switch gears here and go back to our lovable and humble, loyal listeners with great questions of the day and go to the question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, Joel. Joel is contacting us now about leaky gut. Oh, God, I love leaky gut questions. Don't you, Super D? Are you tired of leaky gut questions?
You know, we don't talk about them every day. It's not like vaccines. But
it's true, though. You know, we only think we do because it is the most commonly asked question, right? Gut issues. But we try to mix it up a bit so we're not the leaky gut show, right? Hey, welcome to the Leaky Gut Show, which could be a good show. Don't get me wrong, because there's enough leaky gut going on out there. So, Joelle, what does Joelle ask? Are we safe to say Joelle is a girl name? Because we always
Let's just clarify. We're not talking about Joe, last initial L.
Right.
It's Joelle. Joelle.
Yeah.
So I believe that's a female name.
What was the Dolly Parton song about
Jolene?
Jolene. It's not Jolene. It's Joelle. Joelle. Okay. Hello. I'm wondering how you truly know if you suffer from leaky gut. I see a muscle test in kinesiology acupuncture doctor. I was able to heal adrenal fatigue, and I am currently fighting a parasite and on liver support. By the way, being on liver support is way better than being on life support. Yeah, because it's well beyond liver support at that point, typically.
Yeah. But so, if your liver is ends up having a problem, you could end up on life support.
That's true. If you don't take action to get on liver support, now! All right, I am the 36-year-old woman. Oh, confirmation, Joelle, definitely a woman. I'm a 36-year-old woman nursing my 9-month-old baby. I like that my doctor uses standard processed supplements that are safe for the baby. She's not an advocate for everyone having to take probiotics and have leaky gut, especially if my diet provides enzymes, I shall say, and omega-rich foods, which it does. All right, so I think she's basically endorsing whoever her doctor is that seems to be a reasonable doctor that doesn't say, I put everybody on this all the time, no matter what. Okay, so it sounds like someone who's thinking things through. My biggest symptom would be irregular stool. I don't have a stomach ache or pain. Just never consistent, healthy stool that we know is a sign of health. Because of hearing your concern about spirulina and chlorella that I supplement with, I would like to find out once and for all if I have leaky gut. Okay. You know, it's an interesting and valid question. Now, one of the things when you talk about leaky gut, I will say this, there is inflammation associated with leaky gut. If you're going through, you know, the high-tech intervention doctors that run tests, you can run tests for inflammation like C-reactive protein test, CRP, that can indicate generalized systemic inflammation. It might not target exactly where it is, but it could be an indication because a lot of inflammation systemically comes from gut issues, including leaky gut. But you have an acupuncturist doctor who does kinesiology. They can also test you that way. They may be able to give you some insight in a non-invasive way. Let's see. She also says, I have heard you talk about children's guts. My 9-month-old is fortunate to be breastfed, no drugs, and we don't plan on any drugs for him. He once had some bad salmon eggs and puked once, okay, and had a bad diaper for a couple of days.
Yuck.
Okay, well, it's straightforward, good mommy talk here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We can do that. I can handle it. Especially we got mommies coming up, one mommy coming up in Joni Abbott next hour. Joel says praying his gut is okay in spite of that. Well, based on that acute response, I don't foresee that there's an issue here unless there's something else that's obvious. But if it came and went that quickly, it doesn't sound like there's a long-term issue. The body can correct itself really quickly.
Good defense mechanism just kicked right in, right?
Yeah, kicked it in and kicked it out. Exactly. Let's see. Concerns I wanted to add that against my all-natural birth plan, my son was born cesarean section. Talk about an intense, humbling situation that was. I did my best to provide him with his natural bacteria. He does experience a mild rash on his belly and a bit of dry spot on his face as I have removed cow dairy, and that has improved his rash, but has not completely gone away. We do enjoy goat dairy. I supplement him with a bit of sauerkraut juice once in a while. Will that help? Yeah, no, I like that idea. Again, a fermented juice that provides a lot of good things for the body. Let's see. Concerned mother striving to provide as best as possible for myself and family. Thankful for your knowledge and wisdom. Well, Joelle, I'm thankful for your great question. And, you know, I'm correcting her language, her English language. I don't know if English is her first language or she just wrote in shorthand because there's a lot of just cut to the chase kind of thing because there's a long paragraph here. And so I'm going to say maybe she's thinking of Steve the overly thorough and saying, you know, I don't want to do that, but I do want to say a lot, so I'll just cut out certain words. And
Joelle the efficient.
Joelle the efficient. Maybe that's it. But the question about the spirulina and chlorella, I don't want people to overreact to that. It was a story we covered the other day, and I think there is some level of truth to that. When you do not have an intact epithelial lining, then minor issues that would be not problematic because the lining is intact can become problematic. So if there is a leaky gut scenario and you're taking the chlorella and you're taking the spirulina and you're noticing some imbalances in the stool pattern, you can certainly cut back on it or cut off on it for a few days to a couple of weeks and reassess how you're doing. But you can always go in that 2-week period on an aggressive short-term gut recovery protocol, which is found, Joelle, if you haven't read it already, in Unlock the Power to Heal. And it involves the silver hydrosol we use, a tablespoon or two with aloe vera juice, 3 times a day on an empty stomach. Then you do your probiotics every night. If you need to go more aggressive, there's more detailed information in the chapter. It's called The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone, which is definitely the way you don't want to go, and I know you don't. But for the most part, it sounds like you're not too far off. And if you have a leaky gut, it could be a very minor issue relative to as bad as some cases I've witnessed and had to help out with. In terms of temporary constipation, that can be an issue of motility, right? If the lining of the gut has been compromised, the villi are compromised, there's a lot of issues that can go downstream from there, including not optimal elimination patterns. So it is a good idea, and you would not be harmed in the least to do a couple of weeks on the Silver Aloe protocol, and then check or keep working with this naturopathic acupuncture doctor. Sounds like doing good work with you there. So if you have a follow-up question on that, Joel, let me know. You could always leave a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or call up when we're live on the air if we have time to get that call, or leave the message, or do as you've done, and go to robertscottbell.com and submit your question there. That'll be awesome. So what do you think, Super D? Did we help out Joel?
I believe we did, yes.
Yeah. Now, is Joel related to, I don't know, was it Bar-El or something L in Superman comics?
Jor-El?
Jor-El, that's right. Jor-El and Jor-El, right? Because she could be Supergirl in disguise,
oh,
right?
Goodness.
So if you're really a Superwoman or Supergirl, I don't know, maybe we have to go like 4 tablespoons of the silver with you. But if not, just go with the normal. Anyway, folks, we got another segment coming up. Joni Abbott's going to join us next hour. And we'll talk about the alternate reality under a Trump presidency after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Special thanks for all y'all standing up for what is right. That is the right to heal, right? Healing freedom. Health freedom, healing liberty. And, of course, you can find out about those companies that support us, too, in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, in addition to some of the advertisements you hear on the air. And that includes now, you can go to the Natural News Store through the Robert Scott Bell Show website. You click through, and then we get a nice thank you. And that's a thank you from all of us, too. So that's great, as well as our good friends at Activation Products that give an RSB15 code for 15% off all of the Activation products. That includes the Easy Magnesium, a lot of the essential oils that they have, the fats that are so good as well, and, of course, the Oceans Alive, which we love. And then again, we've got the CBD from CV Sciences, plus CBD oil, PLUSCBDOil.com. Go check them out. And robertswater.com. Download the free ebook and find out why, but how you can get molecular hydrogen in you and your family every day and how important that is. All right, with that, since we're talking molecular hydrogen, we can jump into, physicists and physics and all kinds.
Molecular hydrogen sounds pretty technical.
Yes, it does. The perfect timing to bring in our final segment for this hour. And, you know, some people have scratched their heads and go, Trump is president? Like, they went to sleep, woke up in an alternate universe. And apparently there's real news stories about this. I don't know if they're fake news or real news, but the
Well, listen. This is reported on CNBC, so wow. You kind of have to pay attention to this, right?
All right, so everybody take a deep breath. Everybody breathe. Physicists have just assured us that we are not living in an alternate reality where Trump is president. Oh, thank goodness. You mean Hillary's president?
No.
No, that's not what they meant? Oh, I was about to lose it if Hillary was president. No.
There are people that wish they lived in an alternative reality, though, if that was the case.
Yeah, so apparently there's a theory, I didn't know about this, going around that the European Organization for Nuclear Research, their experiments have caused the world to shift into an alternative reality where we have now President Trump, not a President Clinton. Well, if that's the case, thank you to the CERN organization for that, but it's not true. Didn't happen that way. They're not investigating on how to rip open the space-time continuum to put former reality TV stars into the presidency.
No. Yeah. Now, had you heard this theory? I haven't heard this. No, I haven't. But apparently in certain circles, people are circulating this theory that this indeed happened. I don't know if they're talking about like the, what's that, that Hadron Collider?
Right.
The particle accelerator that they're thinking that perhaps something happened and is causing our parallel universes to collide.
Yeah. Well, I learned about the Mandela effect recently. I was talking to Mike Adams about this. It's like, you know, supposedly, some people thought Nelson Mandela died in jail in the 80s and, that he didn't was like weird. It's like, right. Like somebody switched time and space on us, right? Or the Berenstain Bears were the Berenstain Bears. It's like,
yeah,
really? And the
other Mandela effect thing that was going around was this thing about Sinbad. Did you see that? Where everybody swore that Sinbad had starred in this movie back in the 90s as a genie in a bottle.
Oh, really?
And it was like, no, that never happened. But so, people could have sworn that it happened. Yeah.
Well, you know, if you want alternate realities, watch, you know, cartoons and Marvel and WB kind of things or whatever they're called, DC Comics stuff. That'll give you all you need to know. But anyway, listen, because Trump said there was a terrorist attack on Sweden, of course, you can't take him literally when he's on a roll because he just says stuff. But I knew what he was referencing, the fact that there are roving gangs of you know, rape groups that are happening in Sweden. I know I've talked to people in Sweden that have, you know, they've witnessed this. This is real. That's not fake news. Or that Muslims were cheering on the streets after 9/11. There were some, in fact, doing that. And, you know, much to the chagrin of my Jewish brethren, there were probably some Israelis or American Jews that were cheering it as well because they knew that now there would be a major shift in foreign policy to attack certain enemies, right? But we know that that was because of the PNAC Commission report that was necessary for the conquering of oil, because it's all about oil. Anyway, despite the fact that the Cubs won their first World Series in 1908, there is no evidence that I can find that we are living in an alternate universe just because Trump is president.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you know, I've seen things where the Simpsons predicted 9/11 too, and I don't think there's a conspiracy there either.
The Simpsons caused it, or they
predicted
it?
No, they predicted it, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
you didn't hear about that?
I think the PNAC Commission released things to Hollywood writers and cartoons that's probably how it happened, so. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, all right.
Anyway, so,
yeah.
No worries.
All right, we'll wrap it up for this hour, folks. We got a lot more healing to go. We'll be back with Freshman Friday Part 2. What is Captain Morgan going to nail us with next hour? Also, you want to raise your kids outside of the medical matrix? Yeah, Joni Abbott's going to join us because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.